American workers are more honest than the boss gives them credit for. And this is the Huckabee Report.
And this is KFPW AM 1230. And talking about business and so on, we have an opportunity to talk with Mark Myers of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And locally, some good news for Baldor.
Yes, we had some great news for Baldor. They came in and beat Wall Street expectations on earnings. Very good report, very solid. Earnings were up in the double digits, and they did indicate the future orders. They said their incoming order rates were up double digits too, so it looks good. We're hopefully going to hear some more from them here shortly at 10 a.m. this morning. They're going to have their conference call, which anybody can call in and listen to, and you'll hear some question and answer period during that. So we're looking forward to that, but so far on the surface, the report looks very good. We do have a bunch of other earnings coming out from Wall Street companies this morning. 3M, the makers of those wonderful Post-it notes that we all have all over our office, and Scotch Tape, they beat Wall Street earnings, did very well. And Motorola, and this is a first for Motorola, their sales rose for the first time since 2006. Now, if you remember, 2006 was back when the Razr phone was brought out by Motorola, which was cutting-edge technology at that time. So Motorola is actually starting to move up a little bit. They've had a rough several years. ExxonMobil came out, and they beat earnings. The revenues were a little short, but their earnings were very good. And ConocoPhillips, same things. You know, that has to do with the oil prices really ramping up in the last year. And then housing reports. We got some interesting housing reports today, or yesterday, I should say. New home sales rose 6.6%, so they were very good. But the problem is the used homes, their foreclosure rate is shooting up. And what's kind of interesting about that is the foreclosure rate has been very high and concentrated in places like Nevada and California. In Las Vegas, Nevada, one out of every 25 homes is foreclosed on. But the foreclosure rates in those big cities has been going down, but it's been spreading out to other areas of the country. So we're seeing foreclosures spread out to the rest of the country, which is worrying some, but at the same time, we're also seeing new home sales rise. So it's kind of interesting to see where this is going. The one really, really good news we did get this morning was initial jobless claims. Initial jobless claims are the lowest they've been at since November of 2008, as of this morning. So hopefully we'll start seeing some hiring soon with all these great earnings.
That's what we hope. We'd like to see some more hiring done.
Yep, so we'll see where it goes. Looks like the market will probably be up a little bit this morning, and hopefully that'll continue throughout the day.
Mark, one of the issues on that is the with his productivity going up, say at Baldor and so on, the workers are doing so well that almost that eliminates the need to hire more people.
Exactly. That is exactly right. And we're seeing that across the country. Our theme has been, and I continue to believe in this theme, is that we will come out of this recession and we'll be just fine. But the problem is high unemployment will be here to stay. I believe the norm will probably be, 7 to 9% unemployment rate. That's just going to be the norm going forward for a long period.
Wow. All right. We sure appreciate this, Mark, for you joining us today. Look forward to talking to you in the future.
You too. Take
care. All right. That's Mark Myers. Stern, AG & Leach is the company, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You can reach Mark or John Taylor, 479-782-2527. Or you can reach John Taylor at johntaylor@sternag.com. And coming up, we're going to be talking with Jimmy